The 3-2 pitch. Low and away, and that will load the bases. And that'll be it for Harrison as Connie Mack emerges from the dugout to make a pitching change. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by marijuana. Check with a local legislator to see if marijuana has been decriminalized in a town near you. We'll tell you all about the new hurler when we come back. Redlegs 4, Yankees 2.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature.
Okay.
Hello again, and welcome to the show.
What's so funny?
What's so funny?
Today's International Joke Day.
Today is International Joke Day.
You're joking, right? You're joking.
You're joking.
Yes. Yes, I am.
That's kind of the point.
That's kind of the whole point.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Happy International Joke Day.
Happy International Joke Day.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also available on the Alexa. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, I'm going to tell you. You simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. Unless you try and get on and it takes you to some Z95 station, and then you might need to re-enable the skill. You just simply say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so easy. We repack the live show into a full-length podcast. And that is available on the Alexa device as well. It's even easier to get. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. And you can also search that, the Mike Show VA, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and our website, Radio434.com. You just click on the Mike Show channel, and that's where you'll find the link to the podcast. New podcasts drop around noon or so, each and every weekday. Speaking of podcasts, Cammie Smith's going to be joining us from Centra Health, and Cammie has a podcast. It's called And So Much More. The ampersand, so much more. It's the Centra Health podcast, and she's going to tell you all about that on today's broadcast. She'll be joining us in just a few minutes. In addition to all that, we're going to get really smart with five random facts. We're going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News. And then we've got some things that we regret, top things that we regret buying, including clothes, gadgets, fitness equipment, that kind of stuff. We're going to go through the percentages of the stuff that we regret buying. And then our top list, top things we buy, immediately regret buying. And then for some dumb reason, we buy it again later. That's all on the way. This portion of your broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Honey, when did you order leather pants? You're 43. What were you thinking?
Someone had a little too much to drink and went internet shopping. Welcome to the age of alcohol-fueled bad tech decision-making. From buying things you don't need to posting embarrassing photos on social networking sites, every time you drink, you put yourself at risk. But not anymore. Because now, there's the Inebriator. A breathalyzer that plugs into your home computer or smartphone to prevent dreadful drinking decisions. Simply breathe into the Inebriator, and if your BAC is too high, you're stopped in your tracks.
You're looking pretty hot. Shirtless bathroom selfie coming right up.
The Inebriator not only protects you from your own bad decisions, but it protects others from being exposed to things they don't care about.
Oh my God, I gotta take a picture of this entree.
The Inebriator. Sober up and log on to www.drunkwtf.com.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. It's what is today? Today's the Monday edition. So, what is this? Amazon Prime Day is later this month, July 16th, 17th, something like that. Anyway, but even with a deal, think twice about anything on this list. A new poll asked 4,700 Americans if they ever regretted buying certain things. They looked at categories instead of specific products. So here are the top things that we've had buyer's remorse about. Do you want to do it from the bottom? Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I'd like to do it. Number 10 on the list, a wedding. 4% of those surveyed regretted you don't buy a wedding, but you pay for a wedding. 4% regretted a wedding. 7% regretted a vacation. 8% regretted the house they purchased. 51% overall said they've made at least one major purchase that they've ended up regretting. That includes jewelry at 10%, fitness equipment at 10%, because probably you never use it, right? It's a clothes rack now in the corner. Tab uses it. I said Tab uses it, but I don't. It's just a clothes rack. Furniture. 16% of those surveyed said they regretted a furniture purchase. 22% have regretted a vehicle purchase, probably because they didn't buy their vehicle at CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Electronics. 24% have said that they regretted purchasing electronics of any kind. Gifts. 26% have bought something for someone else, wished they had gone another route. And clothing. 34% of us have bought an item of clothing and regretted it. Women were more likely than men to say they bought clothes that they didn't like. Men were more likely to regret buying a gadget. 1 in 5 people overall said they don't regret any purchases they've ever made. Huh? I don't believe that. Well, that brings us to our top list. The things we most regret purchasing include clothes, gifts, and homes. But what about all those dumb things we regret buying, then immediately end up purchasing again? That's where we come in. thanks to today's list. It's our top list today. Top things we buy, immediately regret buying, and then for some dumb reason, buy it again later. All right. Here we go. Number one. gym memberships on January 1st, right? Bottled water at the airport. The Wendy's Triple Baconator. Top things we buy, immediately regret buying, and then for some dumb reason, buy again later. So, speaking of fast food, the McRib always sucks me in. For some reason, it always sucks me in, and then it always sucks. Okay? I for some dumb reason, I think that the McRib is gonna be good. It just looks so good, and I want it, and then I get it, and I bite into it, and I go, what in the heck am I doing? And then it just sits in my stomach till next year. Top things we buy. It's our top list today. Top things we buy, immediately regret buying, and then for some dumb reason, we buy it again later. Botox. Engagement rings. Right, Ben Affleck? top things we buy, then immediately regret buying, and then for some dumb reason we buy it again. Flights on Spirit. A tattoo of your lover's name. anything under the heat lamp at 7-Eleven. Top things we buy, immediately regret buying, and then for some dumb reason we buy it again later. A puppy. And a hooker. What? Just me? Anyway. It's the Mike Show. Coming up, we... have news, and then we have not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National Financial Freedom Day, or as people working in radio know it, Monday. Kevin Costner says he makes movies for men, not just any men, based on theaters showing Horizon, Invisible Men. Ben and J-Lo no longer share a house. Hey, just because they no longer interact doesn't mean they can't stay married. Right, married people? And Baywatch star Pamela Anderson turns 57 today. Now when she runs in slow motion, she's actually going as fast as she can. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. And I'm so darned happy you could join us on this beautiful but hot, man, oh, man. It has been scorcher after scorcher. It's actually, when I was down in Danville on Saturday, it's Saturday night at like 10:30. It's still, I opened up the door of Ballad, walked outside, and it was like, slap, just smacked me in the face. It was still that hot and humid. Stay hydrated, find a pool if you can. All right, what is up with my hair? Good lord. Okay, I guess that's good enough.
This is frightening.
Be prepared, everybody. Be prepared. If you don't like frightening stories about injuries or bee stings.
Oh, no, yeah. Not the bees! Not the bees!
Yeah. We're going to talk about them.
Oh, in my eyes!
Yeah, yep, in your eyes. Uh-huh. This has got to be on the list of things you hope to never experience. This has got to be near the top. No, I mean, in your ear, a bee climbing in your ear, that would be very frightening. But no, this guy, a 55-year-old man in Philadelphia, recently went to the ER after a bee stung him directly in the eyeball.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
No, in the eyeball. It stung him in the right eye where the iris meets the, how do you pronounce that?
Sclera.
The sclera?
Sclera.
It's the white part of your eye. Sclera?
Sclera.
Oh, she's irritated already. The stinger was stuck in it, so they tweezed it out. Ah, they tweezed it out. Yeah. Here, let me show you. Yeah, be prepared. If you're watching on Facebook Live and you don't want to see this, look away. Look away, look away, look away. There. Okay. Ow. Look at how big that thing is. That's just frightening. Yep, it stung him right there in the eyeball. So, okay, so what happened? What happened after that? The stinger was stuck in it, so they tweezed it out. But his eye was still swollen and bloodshot 2 days later. His vision was worse, so he had to go to an eye specialist. It turned out a small piece of the stinger was still lodged in his eyeball. It was so small, they could only see it with a microscope and special dye. They had to use something called micro forceps to get it out. And then they gave him some special eye drops, and he recovered. Sadly, the bee didn't make it, though. Experts say stings to the eyeball are extremely rare, and there are only a handful of cases on records. But if it happens to you, see an eye doctor, a specialist, as soon as possible. The equipment in the ER is not specialized enough. So there you go. Yikes. What else? What else? What else? Do we have anything else? I know we've got tons of stuff. Are you phoning it in this week? At work, I mean. If so, you're not alone. Now, I kind of feel like I did not schedule this week properly, because this whole week, Tab, I said Tab, and the Academy Center of the Arts, they have taken the entire week off. So 4th of July week, they've taken the entire week off, and they've given their entire staff the week off, and that's just incredible. I should have done that, but no, I didn't. Did I do that? No, I didn't. So today, we are decorating Three Roads in Lynchburg for Christmas in July. So I'm meeting people there. Jamerson Lewis Construction is putting up a tree in the Lynchburg Tap Room at Three Roads, and Jamerson Lewis is decorating that tree, and that tree will be fully decorated and available for you to bid on. Okay, there will be an auction, and you'll be able to use a QR code that'll take you to an auction website, and you can bid on that tree. It's going to be up all month long, and the winning bid will win the entire tree and all the decorations, everything. But wait, there's more. 100% of the proceeds from the tree sale, from the tree auction, will go towards the United Way of Central Virginia. So it's you'll be able to come out and check out a beautifully decorated tap room for Christmas in July. And then on Saturday, we have Santa Claus is going to be visiting us. We also have the Love LYH Punk Rock Flea Market will be there as well. So we've got vendors, we've got Santa Claus from 1 to 3, and a decorated tap room at Three Roads. So come and join us. But then tomorrow is Blues Day Tuesday. And who do we have for Blues Day Tuesday? We have Ashley Sutton, the music of Ashley Sutton, for Blues Day Tuesday. And that'll be from 6 to 9 at Three Roads. So scheduling-wise... Oh, yeah, and then we have the fireworks on the 5th. So Tab does have to do that. I said Tab does have to do that because she's planning the fireworks through DLA or for DLA. Anyway, but I digress. So here's the story. 45% of American workers don't expect to get much done between now and the 4th of July weekend. So that's how many agreed with this statement. I barely get any work done around the 4th, so why don't we take the whole week off? And I mean, that's literally half of us aren't doing much anyway, except for me. and I'm like, why didn't I take this week off? So next year, 4th of July week, I'm taking the whole week off. So just program note, just be prepared. In addition to... Christmas week from now, Christmas Eve, we will do a show that'll be the last show of the year, Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day through New Year's, and then up through that weekend, and then we'll be back the first full week of January. So we're taking a little bit of extra time this year. We actually came back like January 2nd. So it was like midweek. I'm not doing that again either. We're gonna take through the entire weekend, and then we'll be back the first full week of January. Likewise, next 4th of July week, taking the whole week off. We have to make some time for ourselves. We have to make some time for our fam. We just have to. We're working really, really hard this year, and we need a little bit of a break, just a little bit. We're not taking a big long vacation. I mean, we are going to take a vacation in October, but that was a Disney trip that was planned way, way in advance, and nothing about that's going to be relaxing. Not a thing. I'm sorry. I'm complaining about the.
I'm rich. You're not.
Shut up. I am not. I'm sorry I'm complaining about all these trips and time, but we work really, really hard, and we've worked really, really hard to make the show successful, and we've worked really, really hard to make Radio 434 successful, and people doubted that this would work streaming only. People doubted that. People, were like, oh, well, you know, Mike's not on FM over the air radio anymore. Our competitors, sales reps, were going around to our advertisers and telling them, well, you know, Mike isn't on over the air FM radio anymore. And then we would do the Mic'd Up pop-up concert series, and one of the sales reps from one of the competing media companies posted, oh, which FM radio station were you on? An idiot. Anyway, getting back to this. Take three on the story. I know, I'm sorry. Half of us aren't doing much anyway this week, so we should just get the whole week off, right? Half of Americans want it to happen. 49% think companies should shut down for the entire week of July 4th, like the Academy Center of the Arts. A lot of these votes are young people, but 61% of millennials and Gen Zers say yes, compared to 32% of people older than that. 56% of young people say working the week of the 4th should be seen as taboo in work culture. Overall, 35% of us think we'd be more productive the rest of the year if we knew we were getting the full week of July 4th off. 28% claim they'd work harder. 22% would be more likely to recommend their company to friends and families. Now, if you're looking forward to your break, you're not alone. 75% said they are. And if you're getting more than Thursday off, count your blessings, because only 34% of workers will get two or more days off this week. 10% said all 5 days. All right, 34% will get two or more days. 10% said all 5 days. Most people are at least getting Thursday off, though. Just 22% of companies will be open on the 4th of July this year. All right, I'm done with my rants. I am. Oh, it's Monday, and I am surprisingly. I'm surprisingly, like, on it, I think. But I wanted to pontificate a little bit. So my apologies. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, or do we? But it really doesn't matter, because if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say, or hiding behind the bushes, is bound to say,
wow,
maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, the song Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid was recorded in the dark because actress Jodie Benson wanted to feel more like she was underwater. Okay. Number two, Adolf Hitler. I said Adolf Hitler wrote his own biography under a fake name in 1923. The biography presented him as the savior for Germany and compared himself to Jesus. And it helped push him up the political ranks. Number three, loofahs are made out of a dried tropical gourd called the loofah. Before they're dried out, they look like giant, huge cucumbers. Number four. How do you pronounce this? I know it's a town in New York. It's
Oneida.
Oneida. It's Oneida?
Oneida.
All right. Oneida.
Oneida.
She's irritated. Oneida Limited is one of the biggest silverware manufacturers in the world. And it started as basically a cult. It was founded in the late 1800s as a commune in Oneida, New York, where people practiced a new religion called perfectionism. They all lived in one communal home. Here, wait, let's get some music in here. There we go. They all lived in one communal home and believed strongly in free love until the founder fled to Canada to avoid statutory rape charges, because then they basically stopped practicing. Number five. They still make silverware, though. Number five, Walmart gets sued approximately 20 times a day. Most of them are employees filing discrimination claims or lawsuits about overtime pay. And there you go. Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
Yep.
One, two, three, four, five.
Random.
Orlando.
Facts.
Certainly.
Oneida.
Oneida. It's the Mike Show. Coming up, let's see, a little bit later on, we have stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got a good news story for you. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. That brings Cammie from Centra Health. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. So you had a busy weekend.
Oh, I had a very busy weekend. Yeah. A really good weekend, though. I went to visit family in New Jersey.
Nice.
That's where I am originally from.
What exit?
Exit 3 from the New Jersey Turnpike.
Sorry.
Everybody knows.
I know. Had to say it.
No, it was really, really good. My mom retired after 26 and a half years.
Congratulations, Cammie's mom.
Yes. Congratulations, Mom.
Yeah.
She deserves it. She worked so stinking hard.
Yeah.
And we surprised her like crazy. She had no
idea. Well,
so
that's awesome.
It was a good time.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Yes.
Sorry you had to sit, or as the Canadians would say, sorry you had to sit in traffic.
I did. I just lived on 95 for a little bit.
That is life, man. If you want to travel anywhere,
you're either
going to sit in the parking lot that is 95 or the parking lot that is 81.
Yes.
Not that this is the segment for this, because we talk about the Centra Health podcast.
Yes, we do.
But I am going to share this, and we talked about this off air. In Ohio, when you're traveling on the Pennsylvania Turnpike turns into once you get into Ohio, they've got it figured out. And then on 81... in West by God, Virginia, they've got it figured out, believe it or not.
I'm jealous.
There are three lanes. Okay. Anybody from VDOT, please pay attention. Anybody from the legislature that makes these things happen, please pay attention. They have three lanes. Okay. On 70 and on 81. The first two right lanes are for trucks and buses. The passing lane, the furthest left lane, is for cars only, and they are very strict with if trucks or buses are in that passing lane. Man, oh man, there are stiff fines and penalties.
And there should be. There is nothing worse. I was boxed in by enormous trucks so many times. And you know, we're safe. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But you know, when you've been in the car for so long already, and it's
It's and they well, and the, and the, these trucks pull out and they try and pass each other, and then they start going up a hill, and they're like
struggle bus,
and they can't, so they're backing up traffic for 10 miles, you know, because they can't get up a hill and get around it. Stay in the darn right lane.
Yes,
sorry,
if you're in traffic, if you're stuck in traffic right now, I see you.
Yeah,
I feel your pain.
We do. We feel you so much. All right. Well, that's not why we're here, but I figured we would rant about that. Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend,
yes,
regardless, and it was a quick trip. here. You're back now. So what are we going to be talking about? The Centra Health podcast, you do several.
Yeah, we jump around a little bit. Lots of different things to talk about.
Yeah.
But this week, because this is the first day of July, happy July.
Happy July.
And it's the month. I know, it's blowing my mind. The year is more than halfway over.
Yeah.
But we've been looking forward to July because we're celebrating the centennial of Virginia Baptist Hospital.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we started off in July, July 12th. We're going to be having a big celebration out on the lawn in front of Virginia Baptist for caregivers, for community members. Come and join us. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And there are going to be hors d'oeuvres and some speakers. And then they're going to be giving tours of, we have our museum right inside VBH.
Okay.
Air conditioned. Wonderful.
Nice. Yes.
But there will be museum tours from, I believe, 11:30 to 1.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. But come from 11 to 1.
Okay.
Join us. It's going to be a fun celebration. So I sat down with Tab Culbertson.
Okay.
She is our hospital president for Lynchburg General Hospital and Virginia Baptist. And she just went through the history. And she is so knowledgeable because there's so much. I mean, it's 100 years of history.
Yeah, really.
And so she just shared about some of these key things that have happened that we've been celebrating all year long. And we're going to continue to celebrate. But it was just very educational to sit down and not just hear about our incredible hospital, but also kind of hear her passion.
Okay.
Because you can just tell that this is a very near and dear to her. And she gave a huge shout out to the team that has helped her put this together. And
nice.
So it's going to be a good time.
Okay, very cool. So what's the dates and times on that?
Okay, so the celebration is going to be on the front lawn of VBH, and it's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on July 12th. So
okay.
Friday, July 12th. Not all this right. Friday, but the following.
So check out the podcast.
Yes.
And learn all about the history of Centra Health and Virginia Baptist Hospital.
Yes.
It's tremendous. Beautiful area. And just
it's gorgeous.
So, I mean, so the architecture alone is worth the visit.
It really is.
Yeah. If we talk about that. It's a hospital, but come and check it out if you're a history buff or you just like, you know, great architecture.
Yeah.
You just want to get out and check something out in your community.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. So we also talked about, and we talked about this in the test drive interview.
Okay.
And this is something that that you did the other week.
Mm-hmm.
Is healthy over skinny.
Yes, healthy over skinny.
Yep, part one. And if you recognize that guy,
yes,
on
there
the right,
oh, there he is. It's Rob. Yes,
and Rob's the look on Rob's face never changes.
No, it is so funny. Because
he looks like a grumpy old man.
As I interviewed, and he's not.
He's not. He's very funny.
So kind and so funny. But yeah, it's definitely that is Rob right there. Yep. Summarized.
And then Kathleen Davis
and Aaron Baird, who's one of our midwives, and we had such a cool conversation. They were so incredibly brave with their stories because
cool.
they have lived some difficult things and in the name of getting healthy, you know, and sometimes that means before you can worry about things like weight and you have to overcome things like alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
And so healthy has so many different layers.
It really
and
does.
So as we went there, it's funny, we went there to talk about healthy over skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of blew up in a very good way.
Yeah.
And we had such a good conversation. I mean, I really do encourage you guys to check that out.
It's
pretty incredible. And then part two is coming. We're going to be working on that, releasing that probably later on this week. So the VBH Centennial Celebration drops today.
Okay.
And then Healthy Over Skinny part two will drop later this week with
right.
that really cool crew we got to talk to.
Very, very cool. Looking forward to all of that. Definitely looking forward to checking out this podcast and
yes.
this guy. Good Lord.
I mean, they're funny. Rob and Kathleen.
Oh,
I mean, Kathleen's
God.
A comedian.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
Yes.
She's not just a rock star from the band The Chapsticks,
yes.
which I shout out every chance I can
yep.
get.
Yep. Well,
but
we,
she's hilarious.
And we just had The Chapsticks down at Ballad Brewing on
so
Saturday.
Good.
And they rocked it. They had people that came up from North Carolina. They had people that
oh,
followed
wow.
them down from Lynchburg to watch them play in Danville.
I love that.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
That. Yeah, if you want to be a groupie, sign up today.
Yeah, you want to be a roadie too. That's a lot of the folks that stuck around helped carry the gear out.
That's a big thing.
It was really nice. But Kathleen is such a great person.
I can't
imagine you get those two together.
It was great.
It was good.
There was a lot of laughing. There were a lot of very serious moments. Mm-hmm. A lot that information and stories and moments from their lives that I think so many of you are going to relate to because it's just, you know, we're all living it. We're all just trying to figure out how to take care of ourselves better.
Well, and for folks that listen to this show and watch this show, and you're familiar with Rob, because Rob's a comedian and Rob does all the horrible dad jokes.
Oh my gosh,
that's Rob.
So funny.
And you know Rob, but you know the funny side of Rob.
Yeah.
If you want a little behind the scenes on that man, check out Cammy's podcast and so much more. So what's the rest of your day look like?
I've got a very busy day. So we are filming today with the Centra Foundation.
Okay.
So Centra Foundation has a big event coming up in August, the Centra Celebration, which is their primary fundraiser.
Okay.
And so we are going to be recording some stories today from those who have benefited from the generous donations that come in to support Centra Health and the entire health system. So we're going to be filming those today in my office, which should be very fun and interesting. We're going to be taking some headshots of new providers. I think we're taking about 15 headshots today. Lots of new providers starting. We've got some new residents coming in. And then, you know, just coming back from vacation. I mean, do you ever just really feel that post-vacation day, the first day you come back. But it's going to be good. I get to run around while trying to figure out what it's like to be back at work and not on vacation.
You do see the look on my face, right?
Yes, it's so hard.
That's just the way. Look at my eyes. That's the way I feel. Because I had a work weekend. And the only day off was yesterday. But we ended up doing so much. We saw a magician at the Academy.
So cool.
Then we went out and probably stayed out a little bit too long with friends. And the kids had friends there too, and then that was nice.
Okay, that always makes it so much better.
The kids got their own table, and one of our friends tipped the waitress $20 because all the kids got their own table away from us, and we tip the waitress $20 in advance.
In advance?
Here.
I don't know if that was like welcomed or just like terrified them.
David went over and he said, here, I'm going to give you this now because our kids have their own table and you're just going to deal with it. And she was like, perfect. And she was great. It was wonderful. Big shout out to Waterstone. For hooking us up and getting us in when the other water place couldn't. they were jam-packed.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, they were jam-packed. So
they always are on the weekends, especially now with the lawn.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're just really good too.
Yeah. 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 And every place downtown.
Yeah. Sounds like you had a good weekend.
We did, but it was so busy and it's just like Anyway, but we're back at it.
We are.
Coming up on the program, we are going to get we're going to get a little stupid with your stupid criminals, but there's a good news story at the end there, and we've got Audio Vault, so that's coming up. Sounds to fill your ear holes. That's all on the way. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. Cammy, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, I totally forgot. Don't go anywhere. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Yay. This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Anyway, the new Kevin Costner movie, Horizon, An American Saga, was a distant third at theaters in North America this weekend. He says he makes movies for men, so they've recut the trailer. Here you go.
In theaters now, a movie by a man for men. Horizon, featuring spitting, shooting, fighting, close-ups of somebody squinting, horses that clank boots make on a floor of a saloon. Did we mention shooting? And a grizzled-sounding Kevin Costner in a cowboy hat.
You and I are standing guard in one of the last great open spaces.
Horizon, rated R for manly, because spelling is for sissies.
All right. Let's go to viral videos. A couple was out lobster fishing off the coast of Massachusetts. Not where you would expect to see a shark. When they encountered one, they thought it was a whale, but they were wrong.
Oh, God.
Wow. That is a shark.
No, it's a whale.
It's a shark.
That is a whale. Oh, my God. That is a freaking shark.
That's a great white
that
shark.
That is a shark like I've never seen.
Yeah, there's two.
That's a 20-foot great white shark coming at us.
It was a massive great white shark. Then, five more sharks showed up behind it. Thanks. Skip those. Here we go. A deli on Long Island is going viral for selling a pickle sandwich. It's a hoagie with a pickle as the bun. Here are fans of the sandwich and workers at Seven Brothers Gourmet talking about the new food trend.
I saw it on TikTok.
My daughter said it's the best salmon you'll ever have.
I cut the ends off, slice it down the middle, pour it out. I don't want to like get too many seeds in it. I put it over here.
That is so good.
Everyone's getting it.
TikTok famous. I'm going to try it.
Especially love pickles.
We're selling like 250, 300 pickles a day.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, from pickles to chicken. According to this, Chick-fil-A has the best chicken sandwich according to most states, but Popeyes ranked first in 9 states. KFC and Wendy's got 3 each. The biggest chicken sandwich fans are in Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. There you go. Nod to Chick-fil-A. Okay, that one's... Save that for stupid criminals. Here. Sad news from Hollywood. In 1978, Martin Mull played the role of an L.A. DJ named Eric Swan in the movie FM. Let's see. Yes, he passed away. He died on Thursday. But the news didn't break until the weekend. He was 80 years old. He was a comedian, a satirical host of Fernwood Tonight. It was later called America Tonight or American Tonight, as well as being featured in movies like this one, FM.
Eric
Eric, sweetheart, we don't know what you're doing in there, but whatever it is, it's going out to the whole world. Your mic's on, you jerk. And trouble's on the way.
What you were just listening to was some kind of creative radio here from Eric Swan, Q Sky FM. What I did was mix together some, a new sound effects record, The Sounds of Love, and intertwined it with some folk music from France. I'm now back to something a little more traditional.
All right, that's the scene here. Wait, that's the scene where he almost gets caught getting amorous in the studio with someone other than his co-worker girlfriend. If you've never seen it, the movie is very unbalanced, just like Eric's explanation, since it's not French folk music, it's Steely Dan. It does capture Jimmy Buffett and Linda Ronstadt live in concert. What else? Here, Martin Mull is with John Goodman in a scene from Roseanne.
Well, you're a rather large man, Dan. And if we discuss your wife, I can either, you know, say nice things, or I can be honest and get my arms torn off.
He was a regular on shows like The Cool Kids, Arrested Development, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Dads, the Mary Hartman. He was in movies like Clue, Mr. Mom, and Mrs. Doubtfire.
I said Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello!
IMDb showed that he worked on three projects just last year. Martin Mull, dead at the age of 80. Do we want to do this one? Weird Al teamed up with YouTube channel, how do you pronounce that? I can't pronounce that. Anyway, released a new song and a video featuring auto-tuned clips of Biden and Trump during the debate. Here's part of the song. Let's take two. Featured auto-tuned clips of Biden and Trump during the debate. Here's part of the song.
I think I'm getting deja vu.
Every single feature is a lie.
Just me and the same to-do.
I've never seen anybody lie like this guy.
Have we fallen under a wizard's curse to suffer deja vu, but worse?
Just a whiner, just manage a complainer.
My frontal lobe hurts, ow! I think I'm getting deja vu.
All right, it's more than 6 minutes long. Al, less is more. We get the joke. You're beating it to death with a third minute. Oh, did someone fart? Speaking of the debate, why can't I say the debate? Am I just so adverse to it that I can't actually say the word? Did someone fart during the debate? Ever since the Biden-Trump debate, there's been a big question. No, not whether someone should drop out of the race. It's whether or not somebody farted. Well, leave it to social media to investigate the real important issues. Here's a loop of the clip. Listen, and then we'll break it down here.
He never took him away. He can't because it's too much money. 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 It's too much money.
Okay. Good Lord. That sounded wet. Trump's mic was live. Biden's was not. The podium microphone Trump was using wouldn't pick up a squish sound that perfectly if it were slightly expelled. Sorry, gaseous conspiracy theorist. So what you're probably hearing is a throat noise from Trump or from one of the moderators. So our call, not a fart. All right, listen to it again.
He never took him away. He can't because it's too much money. It's too much money. It's too much money. It's too much money. It's too much money.
Yeah.
It's too much money.
No. Okay, not a fart.
I said not.
Not a fart. Let's see. Oh, the Hak Tui girl has become an internet sensation, and music makers have created some remixes of her famous quote. Here is a dance remix.
Oh, you gotta give him that Hak Tui and spit on that thing. You get me?
right. Is this a different one? Okay, here's part of the of an original new song capitalizing on the hawk Tui craze. This one is from Ms. Lay DX on YouTube. Here.
She walks into the bar with a confident sway. Eyes locked on him, she knows what to say. With a smile on her lips and a fire in her eyes, she's got a plan, no room for goodbye. She's got the move, she's got the charm. Gonna wrap him up in her loving arms. With a glint in her eyes, she's ready to sing, gonna give him that hawk to and spit on that thing.
I sure hope that Facebook doesn't mute this for rights and royalties. Okay, so probably one of the edgiest and funniest send-ups of the Hawk Tui craze. Someone made it sound like it was a vinyl recording from the 1950s. Here, listen.
I woke her up so she can give me top. Baby, I need you to wake up and give me that Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua.
I need you to spit on that thing. Baby, I woke up horny this morning, craving for some Hawk Tua. Don't forget to spit on that thing. Baby, I need you to open your mouth up and give me that Hawk Tua.
All right. The joke that the artist is Dookie Williams and the Dookie Brothers. It's actually from Lil Pablo from their YouTube channel, or his YouTube channel. And again, we hope that that either Facebook or YouTube doesn't mute that part of the segment. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Comedian Martin Mull passed away on Thursday. He was 80 years old. As mentioned, during his stand-up days, his style was to sit instead of stand up. He'd joke that he was a sit-down comedian. Here he is kicking off a show in 1979. This is from his album Near Perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Martin Mull. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Don't leave things half finished.
That's all we've done on that. Oh, thank you. I guess we should finish it. It sounds pretty good. You like it. That's great. I would definitely finish it if I had free time right now. Problem is, I'm too wrapped up in that lawsuit. I guess you read about it. Isn't that unbelievable? My mother is suing me, claiming that we lived together for 18 years, even though we weren't man and wife. Now she wants half of my entire estate. Can't believe that. I've been so good to her and giving her everything she could ever ask for. And even if I gave her half the entire estate, where the hell is she going to put it in that trailer of hers?
All right, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. God, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. It is the Mike Show today. It's the Monday edition of the program. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we are going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in. News. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford Boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Speed test. See what's going on here. All right. Last Monday, a 32-year-old man got arrested near New Orleans for identity theft. His real and very unique name is Rendan Sol Parfait. Rendanson Parfait. Good Lord. Should I just redo this segment? No, I'm just going to roll through it. He matched the description of someone who'd been using fraudulent credit cards around town, and someone at a store called it in. Police booked him for identity theft, bank fraud, and other charges. Then, later that day, a friend showed up to bond him out of jail. But the guy wasn't able to because he got arrested for using a fake ID. He showed police the fake and claimed his name was Robert Grant, but his real name is Alan Artist. Another fun name. They arrested him for the fake ID, as well as obstruction of justice and resisting arrest. They think he was an accomplice, so he might face additional charges. They found more than 70 bogus credit cards in Parfait's car. And then there's this. Scrap metal thieves stole 11 plaques from a sidewalk near Los Angeles that were there to honor teachers who went above and beyond. The plaques were worth around $44,000. Here are Joe Andrews, whose nonprofit organization funds the valued community effort, and Los Angeles Police Department Captain Rudy Lopez talking about the thieves.
When this person rips these out of the sidewalk, what they're doing is violating a teacher's legacy.
Our public infrastructure is being attacked.
Then we have a couple more. Oh, yeah, we got two more. A 72-year-old man in Florida got arrested for shooting a Walmart delivery drone out of the sky because he thought it was spying on him. Here's Dennis Nguyen, along with his lawyer, defending his actions.
I fired one round at it. Now they say I hit it, so I must be a good shot.
Mr. Nguyen was defending his property. He felt that this drone was invading his private property. He is a homeowner.
Okay. Another Florida man is accused of stealing a bag with $40 inside it from a 12-year-old boy who was selling snacks to raise money. Here's the victim, Noel Prince, talking about the man who allegedly stole the money, Michael Hughes.
And it just goes,
really?
I looked up and I just start running.
I think he just needed the money real bad, but that's not how you earn money.
There you go. It's not how you earn money. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity, right? Yes. America just replenished its panda supply. That is going to be the name of today's episode. The San Diego Zoo, or San Diego. It means a whale's... Never mind. The San Diego Zoo announced two giant pandas arrived safe and sound. They're on loan from China.
Hello.
Hi. They're the first new pandas to hit the U.S. in 21 years. Here is Megan Owen, the Vice President of Wildlife Conservation Science, talking about the pandas.
The size of the habitat is, I believe it's quadrupled, maybe even quintupled. It's enormous. And we've also incorporated a lot of topographic features that are just going to make for a very exciting and engaging habitat for the giant pandas.
And there you go. That is the good news. It is the Mike Show. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
I'm Kenita Withers. I work as a database curator and resource specialist for 211 Virginia at United Way of Central Virginia. And growing up, Big Brothers and Sisters was a key to a lot of different things and changes in my family that helped me along the way.
In 2022, 211 Virginia received 117,749 calls and sent 297,081 referrals. Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And if you visit HillCitySlide.com, you can check this out August 24th and August 25th. On Church Street in downtown Lynchburg, right past the YMCA, from the top of the hill all the way down to the Armory, August 24 and 25th, you can get your tickets now at hillcityslide.com. And for your entire time slot, for an hour, you can slide down the ultimate slip and slide as many times as you possibly can during that time period on an inner tube. Big fun coming to downtown Lynchburg August 24th and 25th. You do not want to miss this. Time slots are selling out. So log on hillcityslide.com. And by the way, there are plenty of parking. We will have a parking map that'll be up that you'll be able to see where you can park. They've got a shuttle as well. If you don't want to find parking, there will be a bunch of lots that are on the outskirts of downtown, and they'll have a shuttle that'll be running as well. So don't miss out on Hill City Slide August 24th and August 25th in downtown Lynchburg. Visit hillcityslide.com to order your tickets. And if that isn't enough, and I'm going to bring this one up and I'll bring the other one up. We've got a whole bunch of events coming up at Three Roads in July. Starting tomorrow, it's another Blues Day Tuesday with Ashley Sutton. Ashley returns for another Blues Day Tuesday, 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. I will be your MC from 6 to 9 p.m. July 2nd, Blues Day Tuesday with Ashley Sutton. He's just absolutely dynamic. And he uses that looping machine, that looping system, where he'll play a track and then he'll record it, and then it'll play back when he hits stop. It'll play back whatever riff he played into it, and then he'll play something else, and he can layer that into the music. It's just absolutely phenomenal. He is just an incredible musician. You do not want to miss Ashley Sutton. July 2nd, 6 to 9 p.m. at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg, 1300 Court Street. Then, let me find all the other events that are going on. We got Blues Day Tuesday. We got this one. We got this one. Oh, yeah. Here, let me change to Three Roads Brewing. There we go. There we go. Okay. Sorry for the slight delay, guys. I mean, I'm trying to figure it out. Three rows there. Berg, click on that, and it's taking forever. We got that. Yes, we got that. Yes, we got that. Yes. Good Lord. I feel elderly. I apologize. Should I just re-record the segment? No, I'm not. We're almost done. Let me find the events. It helps if you go to events. See all events. There, right there. Okay. All right, so Tuesday is Blues Day Tuesday. This Saturday is Christmas in July. You can check out Santa Claus. He will be at Three Roads Brewery, 1300 Court Street, on Saturday, July 6th, between 1 and 3. We've got the Love LYH vendors. We'll be there for your Christmas shopping needs from 11 to 4. And we've got musicians as well, all day, Christmas. Christmas in July, that is, Saturday, July 6th. And you can join us for a festive summer Santa. And then, but wait, there's more. I'm just going to stop the screen while I find it so that you don't have to sit there and deal with my idiocy. What else? We got another thing, right? What is it? Oh, those are the only two that I wanted to talk about today. Okay. All right. So that's at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Apologies for the time messing around with that. Oh, yeah. No, I do have one more that I want to tell you about. And let me find that. It's the fourth anniversary of Three Roads, and that also is on August 24th. So if you are in, here we go, I got it. So if you are in downtown Lynchburg, August 24th, that's a Saturday, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get your tickets for Hill City Slide. Just go to hillcityslide.com and have, you know, get your time slot, do an hour of sliding down the water slide, and then head on up the hill, one block up the hill to Three Roads Brewery. It is our fourth anniversary. We're going to celebrate the 55th anniversary of Woodstock right there. It's Summer Jam 24. We've got three great bands that are going to be performing. Plus, we have the Love LYH vendors that will be on hand. They're going to do our Saturday Shakedown. The bands include... here, let me pull this up and then pull this up. And here we go. Celebrating the music of Woodstock, we have Elizabeth Wise is going to start things off with a tribute to the women of Woodstock. Old Town Connector are going to be there next with 1 hour of CCR, another hour of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and yet a third hour of the band. And then Bigfoot County, our headliner, is going to close things out with music from the Grateful Dead. So that is all coming up on Saturday, August 24th at Three Roads Brewing. So, all right, I got everything in that I wanted to talk about. So the reason that I did all this, one, because we're promoting sponsors, but two, I want you to get your tickets early. Now, Summer Jam is free. You don't have to get any tickets. It is absolutely positively free. Three great bands, food trucks, vendors, and just a great time. That is absolutely positively free. Okay. The tickets to Hill City Slide are not free.
They're not.
But the proceeds benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. So go ahead and get your tickets to Hill City Slide, and then come on up the hill. If you show your wristband from Hill City Slide at Three Roads, you get $1 off draft. So it's a win. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?